Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Everyone seeing the proper board. Hopefully. All
Yes.
right. Cool. Let us see. All right. Ian, I just saw that you wrote on this ticket, but I have not evaluated it, but just wondering what your findings are thus far.
Nothing really. I'm just verifying that everything works in terms of credentials and AWS and stuff like that, so I'm able to send emails through that tenant to the address they asked for and stuff like that. I have some questions about this when we get to me, or if we're going to talk about it right now, that's fine.
I think we can talk about it now.
Sure. Okay, can I share my screen?
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out. Here's the notice event table for TSOX, and it's got a bunch of notices that haven't been sent. And my understanding is that this runs when the timer task runs. Yeah.
Can
And
you clarify one thing? You said that those did send or they
these
are
are
queued
things I
to
have
send.
not sent, I believe.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't think I've gotten anything, so I just want to make sure.
Right. So this F here means is the NE sent column, and it's false for all of them.
Okay.
And I would expect things that are sent will be removed from this thing. So really, if there's stuff sitting around in here, it's either waiting to be sent, but that runs every 2 minutes, or it has not sent. So in this case, it has not sent. Or maybe you can help me, like this thing here, going to Diana Kronk is a patron notification, right?
Just trying to see if
Yeah,
there's
it's hard to
anything.
read.
Yeah, this might be like a new request
Right.
notification that they created it, because that's a Trove staff member, yeah.
And the things that are not getting sent are what? Everything, right? Or
Yeah, so we're not getting like document delivered or end of rota notifications,
right, end of rota.
and a rota, yeah. And then the one that I messaged you about on the ticket was a new pull slip notification for a ILL supply like request, and so that's not coming through either, which is managed in a slightly different part of the settings. So
Yeah, I can look at a GFED, I guess. This thing is really getting in my way here. Okay, so anyway, here's a bunch of notices that aren't getting sent, I guess. And so I've triggered the worker task manually, but the logs just say, like, I processed the worker task, background task service. They don't say, like, and I failed or and I succeeded or anything like that. So I guess my question is like I need to figure out how to trigger things like this. So maybe I could use a hand figuring out what API call to make that. So usually I look, in this service Grails app controllers thing for this, and maybe it's for this, and I'm looking for like where what gets posted to, but I guess what I'm asking for help with is figuring out how to trigger this, how to trigger a patron, how to trigger the processing of this queue, to
So this is a
CFA.
timer thing you're saying? Is it typically set by a timer? Yeah, so my understanding of the controller for the timer endpoint is that that controller is used just to kind of modify the timers. Like, didn't actually send them, it just like sets them. Like, if you want to like change one of the timer. The actual timer task thing is a different subsystem that just looks at the stored timer entries in the database and then triggers the various handlers based on what timers it has scheduled. I don't know that there's a way to actually manually send an API call to say, trigger this timer thing.
Yeah,
And
so I can.
also you can change to that database table, will have a frequency for them, and it might not be every 2 minutes or whatever the background task is running at.
Okay, so hold on a sec. But I think we can all agree that these are not getting sent, right?
Because they're still there, yeah.
Right, because they're still there, and some of these are created. Okay, that one's fresh, but let's look at some of these other ones. 15, 6, 10, the 13th. So these should have already gone out, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess what I need to figure out is how to, the timer task, is going to go on and make some API call that will send this email, right?
Presumably.
Yeah, so I need to figure out what that is so I can see it fail. So I don't know if you guys are able to help me figure out how that works here.
See if I can
Notice.
I mean,
That's a
we can
policy.
just stay on the call or set up a Slack call, and I can just keep working with you until we sort it out somehow. You want.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great. Maybe we can just, if I don't know if this meeting will be quick or not, but maybe if there's time at
Yeah,
the end,
after this.
talk about
Sure.
it. Okay. Yeah, so basically that's where I'm at. I'm trying to make it fail in front of me so I can see, but I'm not seeing, like, I'm not sure exactly what signature to look for in the logs right now, and I'm also not sure how to make the queue get processed so it says, like, I succeeded or I failed or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
I mean, caveat being, of course, that I haven't looked at this in literally years, so it'll
Well,
I
yeah, I mean,
it's
that's.
very much me a case of blind leading the blind, but
Well, yeah, sure, but.
two heads better than one or whatever, so
Right, and you might
sure.
have a more insight into, like, where, how this is set up inside the application. So, anyway, yep.
If it's helpful at all, like I just wanted to note that I have in Sydney, I have a pull slip notification set up for my address for any time a new supply request is submitted. And I'm not getting these notifications, so if you want to play at all on dev, you might be able to do that so that we get the messages. I don't know if that's useful, but I just wanted to mention it.
All right, that could
And
be. I'm gonna mess with TFox for now because,
yeah.
yeah.
That's totally fine. I'm also set up there. I'll let you know if I start seeing any action. Ian, also, if it's at all possible, they would like to have these three tenants created for Monday. And they're in like acknowledged batches and are ready to go. So I put down what I thought were the steps that we went over the last time that I tried to do some of the steps myself.
Yeah, I could just do it
Yeah.
if you send it to me. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. So I think everything is here. And yeah, just let me know if I missed anything. Thank you. Anything else, Ian, from your side?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Forget, Jakob told me something on this one, but Oh no.
Oh, actually, sorry, I do have one other thing. Yeah, it's about this one here. So Jakob says, blah, 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 the thing you're seeing is a Mod RS bug with a wrong symbol used. This needs a new RS release and an update on test. So I'm
Oh.
wondering, is that ready to go? Is that on master? Can I deploy it to test, or is it?
Well, we're gonna have to do like once the two tickets that Jason and Kurt are working on are ready, they're gonna have to be sent to Trove Test as well, and those will be Mod RS, include Mod RS things. So I think we should just wait to do. We're not going to be able to get this onto their production site until we upgrade them on August 1st. So I don't think there's, I think we should wait to include this in the release that we're going to have to do anyway.
Okay, so you'll just tell me when to release and upgrade Mod RS and
Yeah.
test. Okay,
Yes.
I will wait for that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Oh, conditions to Trove pull slips. This I know I think we talked about this last week or last Tuesday. I haven't transferred this to Deborah or myself yet, but I think we know what we need to do with that.
Have you read the glorious document?
I started to, and I was like, wow. This is a lot, but also Ian did try to help me get Jasper connected to a read-only version of the database, and for some reason my environment behaves differently than his, and so that's not quite set up yet, but yeah, we were working on it.
And
That
yeah, I might
document
like
is
mention
pretty glorious.
that program is pretty gory. That beekeeper thingy might be a good place to start since it can just connect to Postgres and is just generally useful because the query you'll be working with in the report is a query against that Postgres database. So it's kind of helpful sometimes to see what the fields are.
Yeah, the issue that we're having right now is that when Mallory connects to the VPN, she's not able to reach the DB. So that's yeah,
Yeah, that's
upgrade
pretty fun. Yeah,
beeper, beekeeper, whatever after that. Yeah, I've got to have that first.
but I think like Beekeeper might be like simpler at some level than Jasper. But yeah, if you can't even connect to that port, then there's probably even simpler ways to test that. Although I don't know what comes with Mac OS. Does it have MC? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it has Netcat, but even so, using Netcat, she wasn't able to reach that port, so I'll have
Yeah,
to.
exactly. That's
Yeah.
all you need to know at this point because that's
Yeah.
prerequisite.
Okay, and Jason, I know you were out yesterday, but just wondering what your thoughts are on all of this fun cost stuff. Oh, and by the way, I did confirm this. I should update this. Yeah. They do want to have a minimum cost of 2036, so the setting for that, even though they can't change the tier, whatever. I just wanted to confirm that they weren't expecting to be able to update the service level and service type at the same time, and they acknowledged that.
So they acknowledge that they won't be able to.
Yes. They said like basically we just don't want them to charge like nearly nothing and pretend that they're in the pay tier, even though like these people don't agree to be in the reciprocal like tier, and then they like give their buddies like basically like $1 deals on things, and they want to prevent that. Like if you aren't participating in reciprocal, like you have to at least charge some amount, and they just opted for a known price, which is the lowest ILRS cost. So it doesn't really, it's not really tied to the core copy amount, except that it's like they can point to it and say like, this is why we chose this, you know.
And the error for that field is going to say below minimum cost of number.
Yep. That would be excellent.
Yeah, and that is almost done, that part. And that part will be separate from the being able to set a lower cost thing that I'm slowly negotiating with Jakob in the channel over there.
Yeah, I asked him if he would be able to come to this meeting and talk about, and he said that he wasn't going to be able to join, but he did tell me to tell you that you can chat with him anytime if like over Slack. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that he's like open to continuing this conversation. He just wasn't going to be able to join us here.
Yeah, I've already replied to him. So,
Okay. Yeah. So
because yeah, like there is a problem with just his comment. Oh, he could just set the tier. Well, not so much.
yeah, I guess my only concern is like that we really need to get something to them like early next week so that they have some time to approve before we have to upgrade them on our July 31st. And Ian, I will create, are you going to be here? That's a first question. I should make sure. Because if not, that becomes its own little emergency.
Maybe. I might. What do they need on July 20 or 31?
July 31, it will be their upgrade to production.
Oh, okay. Thursday?
They want to go live on their August 1st with the pay for peer stuff. And so we would have to do it during the day on the 31st.
This is also index data.
What's that?
This is so index data.
Okay. Yeah, I might be gone, but I didn't say anything about it. So, yeah, I'll make it happen.
if you are away and there's some other person that could be brought up to speed, is that an option?
Yeah, no, I'll just do it. It's all good.
I'm trying to think of what we're gonna need to do on that day. I'm assuming it's going to be UIRS and WaterOS upgrades. The broker, I know you can do like basically anytime. I don't know what else might be included, but I'll start working on the ticket so that there's like information there for you.
Okay, sounds good.
And yeah, so August 1st was like because they want to start reporting on the first of the date. We tried to convince them that doing an upgrade on Friday was a poor decision, but that's besides the point. Wait, so when are you gonna be around like next week? So if we do need to update, wait, that's the 31st. Sorry. Next week is the week of the 21st. Are you here next week such that you could update Trove test, or do we need to try to get Trove test updated tomorrow?
Yeah, I should be here. We were just talking this morning about maybe being out Wednesday. My wife and I were talking about going somewhere Wednesday through Saturday. So that's the 30th through the 2nd. But I can do an upgrade on Friday. That's fine, and any time before that. So next week, Monday or whatever it is you're planning, 21st. That's good too.
Okay, for Trove test, you'll be here for next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I might also be out. I mean, I mentioned it in the staff list. I hope I'm not critical at that point, but yeah, next probably Thursday, Friday, and then the Monday after.
Jason S. Oh, I see that on the calendar. Yeah, I think if we can get the if we can get this cost negotiation situation onto Trove Test early next week, and if we can hopefully get request aging onto Trove Test early next week, I think that these are the only big hangups for their production release on August 1st or July 31st.
The thing is, I'm now concerned that I might be away, potentially away from the city when they are giving some result from that testing. It's like, oh, hey, we actually needed to work differently.
I see when you're out. I don't know. We're just gonna we're gonna have to do our best, and we'll see. Hopefully they're just happy with everything. We won't have to worry about it. Or we
Or it
can
could be
do
like, well, you could also leave more time then we can, like, yeah. But yeah,
yeah,
it's the
well.
OCLC thing all over. So.
Right. They seem to be pretty like, if they ask for those three tenants and are like, can I have them tomorrow? They seem to be pretty used to a quick turnaround.
We
Yeah,
spoiled them.
I mean, this August 1st date has been known for a long time. It's like they wanted us to have everything for R4 on Trove Test by June 23rd, and we told them that was totally insane, because we couldn't, like, we were still doing all this other stuff for them. Yeah, I think that our last like big push for them is this August 1st pay for peer go live, and then presumably things will be slowing down. But yeah, the tenant thing is definitely, they want to be able to new tenants every 2 weeks. So that's that. But they added a new tenant to the sheet yesterday and wanted it included. So it's a little bit of like
Yeah, I mean, it's the tenants themselves,
management.
just as an example. I mean, like, it's not a big deal for us to add them since we have some decent or automation there. But I do wonder, do we know how many more tenants they want?
I think that they're constantly like seeking like new
New
partners.
members. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And like they have like kind of an open call out there for it, like open registration.
Sure.
I understand we can't charge them more until we reach 350, and I think we're at like
Like 310,
330,
three, oh, 330.
339 or something. Well, if you include the ISO tenants,
Oh,
which
okay.
they don't know what the difference between those are. The ISO tenants are just like directory entries basically, but like I think we could still charge for that since it takes management of
Yeah,
like
how many more of those
resources
can we get?
to, what's that?
How many more of those can we get?
Well, we're actively adding those. I'm trying to, where does David have those batches? He has like,
They shared a spreadsheet yesterday that had all of the ISO ones, right? Wasn't that more or less the whole list of potential ISO ones?
yeah, well, no, that's not complete, but that's the ones that they're like actively working on. Yeah, so we have 333, but they're actively adding more. I think that there's, I'm trying to find this spreadsheet that I'm using with David, so that I can show you what I'm talking about. Yeah, too many windows.
No, that's all good. I was just trying to figure out if there's like a plan to add X amount of tenants, but if they're just have an open call and they'll be dribbling and that's fine. I mean, we can add them when they come in and it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I think they're gonna keep dribbling in, unfortunately. But also, fortunately, because we are
That's all
close,
good. Yeah.
17 more tenants. That's what Mike told me to keep an eye on that.
And then we can ask for more money or something.
Yeah. But Ian, I don't love that you're gonna have to try to like throw in a production upgrade on when you're trying to be on like a trip.
Well, that's
Doesn't
my own
sound.
fault. I didn't. I mean, I was just trying to make plans for like 2 weeks later in this morning, so it's no big deal.
But it feels like it.
If
But
it were, I could train someone else to do it. It's not like super complicated because the automation is okay. But also, since the automation is okay, I can sort of kick it off and let it run for, you know, it takes like 3.5 hours to get through all those or whatever it was, and you know, we'll check on.
okay. Well, thank you. I forget where we were. We were talking about cost negotiation. Jason, you're still conversing with Jakob. But like hopefully that can I know you said one piece of this is almost already done, so we can QA that the minimum cost. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about in regard to this one?
Just like, I don't know. Is it okay to, like, we could just, I could just change, I could just allow lowering of the max cost. But I think it's probably worth spending a little bit of extra time to make it work in a more sensible kind of way and prevent potential issues when we try to display the tier on the supplier side or something. Like, I'm still pretty convinced that having the actual delivery cost is the right way to go, especially the way that it's described in the standard as being this is where the supplier sets the actual price of this. But I agree that, like, with delivery cost does kind of sound like shipping fee.
Well, and like last night we were in a meeting with Trove and Alan Jones was there and he was showing us the Alma screen and they have like seven different cost fields. Like there's like base cost, service level cost, shipping cost, page over requested number of pages cost. Like there's like, I don't know. And so it's like a little, like, what are they going to use, you know, when they
Yeah, I
send
wonder
us?
what Alma sends. Does it send the total as delivery cost or?
Yeah, I'm not certain at this point. We did do a little testing and it looked like things were coming through in the max cost field, but we also ran into issues, we think, because of the currency code that Alan didn't have Australian dollars configured. So we think that that might have been preventing things showing up in Alma. So it's a little bit of a mystery still.
When I was trying to set up my script to create a request so I could add this to the condition display, I did notice if you set a maximum cost, and you don't set a currency value, it doesn't change it, which is good. It shouldn't. Although actually right now we don't, it doesn't reject the request when you create a request like that. So we could add more validation there, but it won't send it to the supplier.
Well, we knew this was going to be fun, but how fun was a question.
So I could allow, I could just have it allow lowering the max cost, but then we're deferring this problem to later. And since we do have this delivery cost thing that seems semantically based on the way it's described in the standard to make more sense and it allows us to store it separately. That does seem kind of appealing, and I think I could probably, I would be disappointed if I didn't finish it by tomorrow.
You would be disappointed in yourself.
Yes. And in whatever nonsense prevented me. But yeah, it seems like the kind of thing, but there's always something that comes up. Like, I mean, like with the other thing, that also seemed really easy. And then, yeah, so I forget to put the currency in. And that was only after I was confused about the name. Turns out it's not, first of all, it's not just maximum cost. It's maximum costs monetary value, but maximum costs, plural. Yeah, anyway. So it's a there's always something, but yeah, I will probably it is not really that big of a detour, and I already can think of where I will add the test for it, because we already have that sort of testing workflow. We can just check to see that the delivery cost is being set. So it, but however it works when we deliver it to them, presumably we want to keep it working that way. Like it allow lowering the maximum costs, and then we can think about using delivery costs instead later. But that might be like, okay, now we're going to change their reporting, and they probably don't want things to move around underfoot.
Yeah, reporting is like one of their biggest anxieties. So,
Yeah. So if we're going to make it work a different way, we should probably do that now.
so I guess like you're gonna wait for Jakob to respond. To your latest comments, or
Well, I'll finish doing what I'm the rest of it, and then
yeah.
put that up, because that's kind of self-contained. It doesn't,
Yeah, the
yeah,
minimum. Yeah,
it doesn't
okay.
really affect the minimum to have that working one way or the other, because that's the cost that's being set on the condition, not the cost on the patron request.
Okay, yeah, I think that makes sense to keep those separate then and just kind of get that one tied up and then.
So I'll finish that one up, but then yeah, hopefully I will finish that one up. Well, I guess it depends how long I'm chatting with Ian after.
All right, yeah,
But
you guys are going to talk about the email. Okay. Okie dokie. Sounds good. Kurt, I started working on submitting requests yesterday for Rush. So those should like we should see some action on those a little bit later today because those are the 24-hour ones. And this morning I submitted some Express requests because I couldn't submit Express yesterday because Melbourne wasn't, I had them set up to not support Express to test that the tiers were pulling in the proper values based on the directory. So anyway, Melbourne now has now supports Express, so I can test that. And so those should age out in the next like probably hour. So I will be able to let you know what's going on with Express by then, or if you want to watch, I think you were going to watch the logs to see what it says if it doesn't
Yeah, well, if it doesn't,
age.
I'll go in and pull the log and see if there's anything in there. But it should be firing every 15 minutes, so there should be something regardless. So.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll be in touch with you as those age or should age and what else do you have going on, or do you have any
I am looking
questions?
at 108 now, which is the issue with the optimistic locking. It's a little tricky because thus far it does not happen in the my local environment. I have to actually deploy it and then run it and see if it shows up there. It's a little
But you can
bit
reproduce it
nebulous.
consistently on that environment?
It seems to come up now and again in the logs. Doesn't just, I don't know about how consistent it is. I actually haven't looked recently, so I guess the first thing I'll be doing is seeing if I see the evidence in the logs on the server, and then see if I can figure out how to trigger it more regularly. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh man.
But yeah, I'll update as I find progress on that.
Okay,
Goodbye.
cool. Do you want me to move this out of stalled and into
Yeah, go and
something?
just put it into in progress.
Okay. Cool. Anything else, or do we need to let Ian and Jason get into some fun email notification stuff?
Well, I kind of want to feel more like we're on the same page with the cost thing. Like, is that, 'cause like that's just something I came up with that made sense to me. Having the separate costs.
That require I'm way out of my depth, Mallory. Does that require a conversation with Alan? Because it feels like alignment with whatever Alma does may be the main determining factor there.
I am talking with Alan at 11, hopefully, if he is actually available. He didn't accept my invite, but I'm hoping that he'll be there. But yeah, I don't know if they have like a for sure system, or if like we can decide on one and they'll follow suit or vice versa. But I think like understanding what is logical from that side will be useful here. Because if they are using the delivery cost as a postage cost, then I guess we wouldn't want to use that. Because that's what Jakob thought, right? Was that it was like used for postage.
Oh.
But I know that you said that you read the standard and didn't think that that's what it
Well, the
was.
standard says that delivery cost is the amount the supplying library is charging the requesting library for the item and related service. And so
It
that
seems pretty
sounds like more than
comprehensive.
just, yeah, exactly. But what I would do is I would just call the request on the patron request, or sorry, the field of the patron request, just cost, just straight up cost. And then what we're changing is the way we're sending it over ISO 18226. And so if we need to tweak it, at least their reporting is reporting on cost. Or maybe I can call it even actual cost or final cost or something. But that would be kind of clear as this is what is being charged. Hopefully.
Yeah, I said that I thought that doing delivery cost, or like having some other field for the actual charged cost would be useful for reporting, because if we use max cost repeatedly on the same request, if they negotiate the cost multiple times,
They
like
can't. As soon as you
there's
reject a condition, it cancels the request. In fact, it's actually, it's like using the word negotiate in this context, that even a negotiate.
if they agree to every change in the cost, then the like whatever how the the last one and it's supplied at that agreed upon accepted condition, like there's gonna have to be some logic in the reporting that says like look for a max cost on this request, but like make sure it's the last message that was sent with a cost or something. Like I feel like it's a little more tricky than if we just had a final.
ModRS updates it when the conditions come in currently.
When they're accepted, right?
And when they were, yeah, when they're accepted, sorry, yeah.
Right, but we're not using ModRS in MetaDB. We're just using the broker logs.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is
Then,
handy because then
also
it
that probably
doesn't.
also simplifies it too, though, to have that be that one clear message. Like the delivery cost will only be sent in that one message when they're actually supplying it. Like, yep, we've
Yeah,
shipped it. This is what it cost.
that's what I was thinking. Yes, but I guess I'm still not sure specifically why Jakob is pushing back on this idea.
But yeah, I
That's
like the
why
idea of having Alan be on the same page. We're getting his perspective on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will try to test with him and talk this over with him at 11, and then I can get in touch with you after that conversation and see if we've made any progress.
Great, thanks. And like, is that, I don't know, until I was playing with this cost thing, it hadn't really clicked to me that if you reject a loan condition, your quest is over. There's no conversation there. It's just like, no.
Well, it would just move on to the next person in the rota, the next supplier in the rota.
Does it? It seems like it moves it to canceled.
On the supplier side, or like I think it should move on to, I can test that in the test environment and
Yeah.
just confirm.
No, I think it moves the requester to canceled or cancel pending. But maybe that's just because I was at the end of rota, but I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed weird to me, but I had a specific mission, so I wasn't looking too far into that. But that's just something I kind of noticed in passing that, well, that's odd. But I don't know how it was supposed to work. So as far as I know, it's always worked that way.
I think it should move on to the next lender. If they've rejected a condition from the current supplier, I will.
That makes sense, but I don't know if it's ever done that, is what I say. So yeah, unless you've observed that behavior,
Okay, well,
you might want to
let me
ver
look.
But on the other hand, I mean, that's if that's what it's always done, then that's what they've kind of signed up for with Reaper, I guess, for the current iteration, and then we can refine that because I think that'd be a good improvement to reshare to have it work the way you're describing because that makes sense.
I hope I'm not making that up, but it's definitely possible, I guess.
We all just assume this worked reasonably.
All right, Jason, I will touch up with you after I talk to Alan, see if we can get anywhere on the cost fields.
Great, thanks. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna stop the screen share, let me know if you need anything, and
Is it okay for E and I to use this? I don't quite understand how Zoom works. Like there's somehow a scarce resource and this room can't be used by others or something. Like maybe it's better if we just switch to Slack or.
I think you should be able to stay here. I don't think I'm the host, so it shouldn't die when I leave. But
No, but are we blocking someone's 10 o'clock meeting by staying here?
this is an OLF Zoom, I think. And I don't have a way to see. Like, I don't have, I think Jakob owns this request or this meeting, so yeah, this is an OLF 5 host. Host five. And so I can't log into that account to see if there's another meeting after this.
I guess
But
maybe we should
maybe.
just Slack hang out then. If it's not even in specifically index data room, that maybe some completely
Yeah, or we could just
unrelated.
do 15 minutes and leave at 10.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That sounds optimistic, but let's go
Yeah,
for it.
well, I mean, I don't know. I don't expect us to sort it all out right now, but if you could give us point in the right direction here. If we need to go further, we can drop and reconvene on Slack.
Okay. Actually, let's just switch to Slack anyways, because I have
Okay.
used that for screen sharing on my desktop more recently, so like I know how that works slightly more.
Sounds good. I'll give you a call in just a second.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.